Yeah, we got in there a couple of years ago. We had been in the same smaller studio for like 13 years, and we had been planning on getting a new studio for quite a while. And so we found the right building, the right area, which was like about halfway in between our houses, you know. So, it was set up like power wise. It was set up for a studio. It used to be an industrial design shop, and so had all the power we needed. We had to do quite a bit of construction on the inside, you know, knocking down some walls and taking out the ceiling and raising it and stuff like that. But so it took a while, a lot longer than we thought, actually. But when we got it done, it's just perfect. You know, it's everything we always wanted. It's, you know, overdub room, B room, and reception area. And the great thing is we have a machine room now where all the noisy heat-generating, sound-generating things go into. So we have a nice, quiet control room, which is great.
Well, we
should do it. We should do a roulette wheel.
Yeah, we should.
And have all the names of the suits, right?
We should.
And if we don't get going with any ideas when we spin the wheel, we could use your watch.
Yeah. we would sometimes have synth of the week, synth of the day. You know, we have a couple spots so you could just, plug and play. But some of our favorites are permanently on the wall, Jupiter 6 and some of the Nords and... But I like the roulette giant, one of those, yeah, those giant wheels that you see in Vegas,
yeah,
that nobody ever plays.
So it can't be the ones, none of the ones we use, like Nord 2 can't be on there, you know, yes. It's got to be the other ones that are far or back in
least,
the corners.
At least kill 5 to 10 minutes a day. Maybe we can put some drinking involved, games involved.
Or shot. So the shot is placed. Do a shot.
Yeah,
can
I
we
like
hear, right?
I like that idea.
Pick a synth or do a shot.
All these great ideas coming together at the rave.
Well, the color landscape lends itself to creative thinking, I think. You can't beat this. A lot of this looks like we used to have this tie-dye in our old studio that was there for like 13 years. Even longer than 13 years. We even had a studio before 13 years. We had this piece of tie-dye that stayed with us forever.
You know, I took that tie-dye home.
Yeah, we can't lose that guy.
Well, I figured we could make a animal or some stuffed animal out of it or something.
I like.
Or a pillow. We'd have to really clean it though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dead.
15 years of who knows what.
Well, we have a small I have a sampler and this is early on when I was still, you know, we were still transferring all kinds of things over to samplers and working on the sets in between shows. But
one thing we it's come back to bite us a couple of times, but one of the ideas with the touring is to have the onstage computers be laptops, so often between shows we've got the show laptops on the bus and we're working.